It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump departs later today for a multi-stop trip to Asia. As VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing, Trump visits China next week, with trade in North Korea expected to top the agenda.
Much has changed since President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping met for the first time in Florida earlier this year. And much hasn't. Trade is still a huge issue. Just days before his trip, Trump called America's deficit with China embarrassing and horrible. North Korea has rocketed to the forefront of the relationship. During his visit, President Trump will try to press Beijing to do more to sway Pyongyang. But analysts here say there are limits to how far China will go, noting Beijing has already backed some of the toughest sanctions against North Korea to date. Recently anointed China's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, Xi Jinping will be looking to create a good atmosphere and show he's a successful world leader. Responding to Trump's comments about the trade deficit Thursday, China says the huge gap is not intentional. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Federal prosecutors have filed terrorism charges against the Uzbek immigrant accused of running down killing eight people with a truck in New York City. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is giving a stern warning for future terrorists.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article 3 courts or at Guantanamo Bay.
Saifullo Saipov allegedly drove the rented truck down a crowded bicycle path in downtown Manhattan Tuesday, running over bike riders and pedestrians. Saipov was shot by police in New York City in the stomach. This is VOA News.